Harper Audio presents My Weirder School Number 10, Mr. Jack is a Maniac by Dan Gutman, performed by Andy Paris. Chapter 1. The H Word. My name is AJ, and I hate. Let me explain. It was a really nice day, so Dr. Brad, the school counselor, took our class out to the playground to talk. We sat in a circle near the monkey bars. Dr. Brad was telling us how kids need to be nicer to each other.
Hate is not a nice word, Dr. Brad told us.
Dr. Brad talks funny. If you read this book out loud, make him sound like a crazy German mad scientist.
We should try to be kind and tolerant of other people, even if we don't like them so much. The world would be a better place if there was less hate, no? So try not to use that word.
I hate hate, I said.
I can't think of anything I hate more than hate,
said Ryan, who will eat anything, even stuff that isn't food.
I hate people who hate people, said Michael, who never ties his shoes.
Everybody agreed that they hated hate. Well, everybody except Andrea Young, this annoying girl with curly brown hair.
If we shouldn't hate things, Andrea said, then we shouldn't hate hate, right?
Huh?
Yeah, we should like hate,
said her crybaby friend Emily, who agrees with everything Andrea says.
But it would be wrong to like hate, said Neil, who we call the nude kid, even though he wears clothes.
I hate hate, but I hate hating hate too, said Alexia, this girl who rides a skateboard everywhere.
I thought my head was going to explode. I hate when that happens.
Nobody hates hate more than I hate hate, said Ryan.
I hate hate more than you hate hate, said Michael.
You do not.
I do too.
They went back and forth like that for a while.
Hate, 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 everybody was saying.
Stop saying hate, Dr. Brad shouted.
But you just said it, I told him. Dr. Brad closed his eyes and rubbed his forehead with his fingers. Did you ever notice that only grown-ups rub their forehead with their fingers? Kids never do that. I guess when you grow up, your forehead gets itchy. Grown-ups are constantly rubbing their forehead with their fingers.
The point is, said Dr. Brad, we should try to use the H word less and love each other more.
Everybody started giggling and poking each other with their elbows because Dr. Brad said the L word. Anytime somebody says love, you should start giggling and poking the person next to you with your elbow. That's the first rule of being a kid.
You know what I mean, Dr. Brad said. If you have a disagreement with someone, you should try to talk it out instead of fighting about it all the time.
Dr. Brad got up and we all walked near the woods at the end of the playground. We're not supposed to play back there. Our principal, Mr. Klutz, once told us that he saw a big black bear out there one day. He was probably just kidding, but I stay away from the back of the playground anyway, because I don't want to get attacked by a big black bear. That's when the most amazing thing in the history of the world happened. There was a loud sound in the trees. We all turned around. And you'll never believe in a million hundred years what came roaring out of the woods. No, it wasn't a big black bear.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?